Yeah, we recognise there's a lot of migrants in Australia, New Zealand, who send money back home to the Pacific Islands. It's a very, very important part of the way they keep in touch with family. The way that we're constantly improving our services is expanding our footprint or our correspondent or receive network in those receive countries. And so currently we're enabling cash pickup in various locations in Fiji, and we're enabling various cash pickup points as well in Tonga. But probably most importantly, we're enabling transfers into mobile money accounts, into Fiji, into Vodafone and Paysa accounts. That enables unbanked people in Fiji who have mobile money accounts to receive money instantly on their mobile money account.
Are you getting any pushback from, say, the banks on this? Because the banks and companies like Western Union have monopolised this for a long time. You're sort of challenging that?
I suppose we are a bit of a challenger and disruptor to the traditional way that people send money. But I think what we always say is that the industry is a very large industry. There's a lot of money being transferred, not just to Pacific Islands, but worldwide. And so there's plenty of business to go around for everyone. I guess what we're really focused on is getting feedback from our customers, understanding the way they live and the way they like to transact money. And more in this digital world and online world, we're finding that a lot of our customers like to send money on their mobile phones and have money received in mobile money accounts.
It's big business, remittances, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a large industry, Bruce. I mean, the World Bank estimates that on an annual basis there's $600 billion worth, and that's US dollars, of remittances sent globally. And even when we look at the Pacific Islands, the World Bank has some numbers there as well. And in terms of percentage of GDP, certainly from the world to Fiji, it's 5% of GDP on an annual basis. And in look at Tonga, the estimates there is around 27% of GDP is made up of remittances.
What about the cost? Because this has been one of the things that a lot of people in the Pacific have felt for a long time, that money transfer companies have been kind of almost ripping them off. It could cost you, say, $20 to send $100 back home. Are you able to bring the cost down with using new technology?
It's a real interesting point because I think when there's not much choice in the industry, like any other business or industry, if you like, the customer can suffer. So when there's more choice, and hopefully we bring choice into the industry, by using technology, we think we can bring down the cost of remittances. And, for example, when we enable monies to be sent to Fiji from Australia, it starts from as little as $3.99. And into Tonga, it starts as little as $2.99. And that's really important, as you said before, where a lot of our customers sending to the Pacific Islands may only want to send $100 or less, and it doesn't become economical at all to send it through traditional means where they may be charged a lot more.
Do you think there's room for the price to fall even more in future, perhaps?
I think as time goes on and as technology improves and as online platforms expand, and efficiencies are gathered and captured, I think there's always room to improve efficiencies in the future.
Well, this kind of thing that your company is doing perhaps prompt companies like Western Union and the banks to improve their services a bit, bring the price down, make it easier?
I think whenever you introduce competition into a marketplace, incumbents will always want to sharpen their pens and work out ways in which they can assist their customers. Again, as I said before, our focus really is on the customer, and if that means that our competitors, whether they're incumbents or new players, also focus on customers and create a better deal for customers, and I think that's a good thing.
The remittance trade around the world is massive, big business, but why the Pacific? Because although a lot of Pacific families have earners in, say, Australia and New Zealand and the United States, and they use it a lot, you don't get large economies of scale. We're not talking about a large number of people using these services, are we?
Yeah, that's right, and I think for that, sometimes Pacific Islands has perhaps been ignored in the past as a region where remittances can be facilitated. But I think with mobile money, as I described before, that lends itself to economies of scale and efficiency of service. And when you look at Pacific Islands, being a geographically isolated set of islands with a largely unbanked population in many of the islands, those circumstances or that situation certainly lends itself to mobile money. So I think our focus as an organisation on mobile money means the Pacific Islands certainly fits within our radar.
I suppose you can test new ideas and technology in the Pacific, see if they work, and if they do, roll them out worldwide.
Well, I mean, I think we do go through testing of our services, but happily we do have a good track record of sending money through to mobile money, and where it's really started is Africa. And typically when we look at mobile money around the world, places like Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda and Zimbabwe are those countries which are talked about, and certainly in the Philippines now as well. So we're very active in facilitating transfers through to mobile money. So in terms of replicating that in specific islands, I think that's a huge benefit for our Pacific Islanders.